The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one is Jessica McKenna.
And that one is Zachary Reno.
We have, I want to do holiday names. Give me a second.
Okay.
We have Scott. Wait.
Okay, do that one. I have
Scott.
One.
May a merry season come to Passarella.
Oh, very good. I was just going to go.
On the keys. Yours is better. What do you got?
No. I was going to say, and we got Brett. On the guitar of wonder.
What is that?
Star of wonder.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Thank you, Scott.
We've got...
Oh, come on.
A wayna in a manger.
Just a little drummer girl?
Better.
Wow.
Better.
There's just a whole song about drums.
Holy macaroni.
But Awayna.
That's famously a little boy, Jessica, that plays
those
drums.
You're right. That is Bible canon. Welcome. We are so happy. A happy Paul of Days
Merry
to you.
Merry Paul of Days,
We're
Paul.
Shooting t-shirts out of the Bible canon.
Back with I'm going to say our longest running and favorite off-book tradition.
Yes.
Is the holiday episode that we do every year with the incredible Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker.
Yay! Happy Paul F. Days, happy Parker Days. We are so happy to have you back. Happy,
baby, it's us inside. Happy,
okay. Who's in this house? Baby, it's us inside. It's a song about who has arrived at the party.
And they're staying inside.
That's right.
Yeah,
It's too chilly. Well, thank you for joining us. 3 years, I feel like. The third year, now we're really...
That's wild.
That's really a tradition.
It really is, officially.
Yeah,
it's official.
Twice was an accident. as they say in the rules of comedy, twice is a...
Suggestion. Three confirms the pattern?
Sure.
I thought that was trends.
No, trends is shorts sometimes. That's all I've sort of got. Can I? Sorry, I have a holiday. You know how there's sort of always, because there's this very good snowman that's on the table right here.
Yes.
That we touch and it spins around, and if it lands on you, you drink. And I don't think that's an official rule, but that is.
It's your classic drugstore Christmas decoration. Mm-hmm. You squeeze his little hand. He's got a little red dot on his hand.
Should we just hear him perform? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not going to see the spins. I'm sorry. This is still an audio medium. But imagine a very cute little snowman.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Dickensian top hat with the signature holly sprig. Mm-hmm. And he's got a candy cane in his other hand.
And it's like a figure skater style spin.
Yes.
Yeah. It's beautiful. He's got a beautiful voice.
He does. Oh, there he goes. Spinning. He landed on Jessica.
And he sings.
Nicole. Yeah.
It feels very validating when he looks at you.
So I sort of love all of these little guys. It landed on Dana. I love basically all of these. Last year we found a Christmas flamingo at Home Depot that sings respect.
What?
It sings. All right, it's like a flamingo.
What was Christmassy about it? Was he dressed like?
Oh no, it has
hat?
A Christmas hat and scarf. It just is a flamingo that sings respect. It's very good. I love it. It's in my house.
But not a variation of respect. It's not like a parody of respect.
No.
Or it's not like this version of respect. J-I-N-G. Ellie, jingle bells, you and me.
No, Jessica, what you're describing would make sense and be a good idea. This is the Home Depot Christmas flamingo that sings respect. But
if you're not a good boy or girl, the Home Depot Christmas flamingo visits your house.
Yeah, and takes away all your respect.
Yes.
No one will respect you.
Oh. Well, gather round, children. It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
I hope I get a new pistol.
Well, soon enough, you'll be dancing sugar plums in your heads as you nod off to the land of Nod. But first, a Christmas story.
Yay!
Grandpa, Grandpa.
Yes?
Do your eyes work well enough to read?
Oh, why?
Mom was saying you should not be driving anymore.
Well, I can still see close up, but thank
you,
Henry.
But you said you left the car on in the garage.
Well, Grandma said this?
With the door closed, and there was like a very long argument about what that was about.
There was nothing about anything. I'm just trying to read a Christmas story.
Okay.
Where is Grandpa?
Yes?
How come you smell like when it's wet in the basement?
Well, because some of my sweaters, I don't store them properly.
That also might be me. I was rolling around in water in the basement. Grandpa, read the story.
Where is Grandma that she's been saying all these fibs about me? Well,
she's in the kitchen.
Oh, well, then I shouldn't bother her. She does do so much. Now you know about Santa Claus, and you might know about the night before Christmas, a poem about a ladder, a clatter, a sound that you hear, it rose, what's the matter? But do you know?
That's not good, Grandpa.
The Christmas flamingo who lives in the North Pole Home Improvement Store and comes through your radiator every year. And if you're not sure if you're good or not, they'll let you know that pink Christmas flamingo. And if you are good, he'll put a necklace on your neck. And if you are bad, you'll get no respect all year. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know about the Christmas flamingo?
And it's so much worse than a lump of coal to have a year with no respect.
Anyone.
You might think, well, I can handle that.
keep. Just go out on your front lawn on Christmas Eve. And if you spend all night standing on one leg in the cold, the flamingo will visit you and give you respect, the truth be told.
And you bring him shrimp.
You have to bring him shrimp.
Stand so on one leg shrimp. All night and bring him shrimp.
This year.
Look. The necklaces will be fine. The biggest thing we got to worry about is, do the kids know to give the respect?
Well, I hope so, Mr. Christmas Flamingo. I mean, we've worked so hard all year spreading the story of you, the Christmas Flamingo.
Yes, us, your band of poison dart frogs that work for you all year round, making necklaces.
We've done email blasts all about it, boss, and we've let them know that you're always watching.
What's the feedback? What are people saying?
People are confused, but also excited. They thought, really, this seems... Another holiday character who has like a simple binary of good and bad, but the respect twist is really taking a hold.
See? Yeah, the young kids are calling it a vibe.
Yeah.
And they say we've got a good vibe.
Yeah, good vibe. They're vibing on you.
Christmas Flamingo is a real vibe.
Does anyone say it's a whole mood?
Yeah. The mood or a vibe.
Yeah, there's one photo that we put out of you where you're like kind of waking up, and it was like this morning when I'm trying to get some respect, and people are like, my mood right now.
And then another people was like, it me. Yeah. And I think that means they relate to it.
Yeah, and then there's another one where someone is sitting on the front porch and they look like they've lost all respect because they're hungover, and it says holiday AF.
Is anybody saying that Christmas Flamingo is all of us right now? Is anybody saying Christmas Flamingo is sending me?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I saw that when the Pantone, whatever that's called.
Peloton?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
No, wait. Not the bikes. The color.
Oh.
Pantone.
Oh, sorry. Are you talking about that woman in the Peloton commercial?
Oh, boy,
she has no respect for herself, and neither does her husband.
Again, so it's confusing, straight. Both from
Someone
a narrative.
Someone feed her a piece of cake.
It's confusing also from a narrative perspective. Like, I am the husband in this commercial.
I know.
Yes, but I guess it's got everybody talking, so that's a positive.
That's true. It's good to have buzz.
Well, the stock plummeted after that came out, so
it's
maybe
so,
not.
I think the message is garbled. It's here's what people have to know. There's three things at Christmas time you gotta keep separate.
Oh, tell us about all the things!
I will shut up! There's Pantone, there's Peloton, there's Pantene the shampoo. There's Pantone, there's Peloton, and Pantene the shampoo. Now, you don't need all three at once, but three are nice to have. Every time you wash your hair, after you ride the bike and you have sweat, you see the colors on the wall. You gotta keep everything straight or not at all. There's Pantone, there's Peloton, there's Pantene the shampoo, and that's all you can do.
Okay, but Mr. Christmas Flamingo, I like what you have in store. But what if there was not three, there were actually four?
Huh?
There's Pantone, there's Peloton, there's Pantene the shampoo.
Okay.
But also Panettone, the Italian Christmas food.
Pantone.
Peloton. Pantene the shampoo.
Panettone. Christmas fruit. Bread cake. Full of fruit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Wait, what's the first one again?
Pantone. It's the color blocking thing where they're
Pantone.
Like, this year's color is anxiety-free blue, and then, like, a couple years ago it was millennium.
There was one called Revere Pewter was a big one to paint the walls of your house.
That was big.
You know, they announced
Pewter
the color
big.
Of the year.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what I also love this time of year? It's comedy. And you know who I really love?
Who?
I'll tell ya.
Great.
This is how it goes. There's Pantone, there's Peloton, there's Pantene the shampoo, and Eddie Pepitone for comedy. So that's Peloton, and Pantene the shampoo. Panettone, Italian bread, and Eddie Pepitone.
What?
Yes, they all will do.
Wait, hold on. What about everyone's favorite Christmas? Christmas spice, peppercorn.
Oh! You're right, that's my favorite Christmas spice.
It's only the favorite Christmas spice when combined with something else. Because everyone has peppercorn just sitting on their shelf. But if you want a Christmas spice that is teeny weeny, you combine that peppercorn with pepperoncini.
Pantone, there's Peloton, there's Pantene, the shampoo.
Panettone,
Italian Eddie Christmas bread. Eddie Pepperoni,
peppercorn, pepperoncini.
And that's what Christmas is to me. Woo! Whoa, it me. That was a move.
It me vibe.
Oh, what a vibe.
Send me.
I wish we could have squeezed in the English tradition of pantomime, which happens at Christmas time.
Pantomime.
Panto for short.
I thought we had one more panto in there, and then we went to peppercorn. Now look.
What's, boss? What? Was peppercorn too far away?
No, it wasn't too far away. It's good, it's good.
Aw, come on, Gus Gus, don't beat yourself up. We're your three loyal frogs.
I'm just the only one of us who's ever poisoned himself, so I'm a little self-conscious.
It could happen to anyone.
Really? They've never licked their hand because they wonder, how I taste, how it me? It me? Poisonous? Sorry, boss, you were about to say something.
TFW, you poisoned yourself with your own hand.
Yes,
oh,
I saw that.
That's a good one, yes.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Should I? This is a big change in how we've done things in the past.
Okay.
Be Jewish.
We have.
Sorry. Was it going to be that?
Just let him finish.
I thought you were commanding me to be Jewish.
I would never. You'd have to, it's so hard to convert to Judaism.
It's a big,
you have to go to a rabbi and be turned away twice.
It's a whole,
you never,
it's a real vibe.
It's a whole big,
it me.
Wait, you go to a rabbi, you turn away twice?
Yeah. The third time, if you want to convert to Judaism, it's a process.
Here's the thing that I like, I like about that is that the two suggest the pattern and the three confirms it.
That's right. That's what I say about Judaism and comedy. Boss, I interrupted you again.
Are these three separate trips that you have to make?
Honestly, I've never converted. Don't know.
Good point. Should I be doing this? Should I be flying around the world visiting kids on Christmas Eve? Like you know who.
Do you fly very well?
I fly okay.
You fly good, I think.
I mean, I can fly.
You can.
I'm not like a turkey.
Are you saying in addition to do like... I like your sort of current vibe of coming in through everyone's radiator.
And just popping into like random kids so that it's kind of like almost like a flash mob. You know, like last year you visited like I think 12 kids, which was like cool, I thought.
I feel like the scarcity is part of what makes it so exciting. Like Santa's going to hit everyone.
Here's what I'm worried about.
Okay, though. Yeah, okay. Sure.
These kids that I visit, they're spread out. They tell their little friends, their little stupid friends. No one believes them because I'm not as much of an established thing.
Sure.
And I feel like to really cover it, I gotta show up everywhere, tell these kids that they better be, what is it? They gotta be good?
They gotta be good.
Or they get no respect.
Yeah. No, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And I think
you'll find out what it means to thee.
That's it. That's right. And I think we found that in our determination of good versus bad, we do put a lot of priority on respect. So there's a duality to the respect. Like, you know, I feel like the big old SC, sometimes he's like, whoa, I like that they flossed. And I'm like, that's not really integral to like morality. No. You know, we're really about respect, which I think is a cool vibe.
Also, he sort of rewards bad behavior with coal as opposed to like the removal of the thing that you didn't give to other people as a better lesson.
Yes. Dad, sorry I'm late. You said I could sit in the meeting this year, right?
Yes. This is my son, everybody.
Yeah, hi, guys.
We know.
This is Geronimo.
Hi, what's up, Geronimo? What's happening?
Dad said, no big deal, that I could sit in on the meeting this year and help him brainstorm some new ideas. The idea to go around more and be more involved in kids' lives was my idea.
Boss, I got an idea. Hold on. I'm going to give Jerry his inhaler real quick.
Thank you.
If you also let Geronimo sort of go with you, you could hit at least twice as many places.
My son?
And boss, actually, if we called in all the magical flamingos, you could have a straight up flamingo. And you know what? That's exactly what people want this time of year.
Here's what I'm worried about. Most of them are born again. I'm afraid it's going to turn into a Christian flamingo.
Well, you know, why don't you Skype them or however you usually get in touch with them and see if they're sort of down for the idea.
Give a little jingle and see if they want to be a flamingo. Give a little jingle and see if they'll flamingo with you.
Flamingo with you.
Oh, give a little jingle and see if they'll flamingo. Give a little jingle and see if they'll flamingo with you.
You're saying I FaceTime all the legendary flamingos around the world. Get them together and say we're gonna get in touch with every boy and girl. We're gonna band together like a bunch of birds.
Sure.
And then we'll all get on the same page with our words. Put up my laptop and fire up Skype.
Dude, you got a Dell.
This is going so well.
South America way. Woo! Do you want to help me make over Christmas Day?
That sounds great to me. Your cousin Francesca. I like that idea very much. I like it the best.
Thanks, Frankie. Now I'm calling some flamingos in the United Kingdom. Will they pick up and answer the call? Or am I gonna have to think?
Do you have any idea what time it is over here?
Yeah, it's flamingo time.
Oh, hello. What are you calling about?
I want you to help me spread the word about respect and Christmas.
Well, I'd be absolutely smitten to.
This is going great.
All right, that's great, boss. Because now you got someone in South America, someone in Europe, you can handle North America, so we are, you know, we're doing well continent-wise. Who you got next?
Well, it's time to call away to the Asian continent. A lot of people there who speak English without an accent. Just gotta get in touch with someone in India.
Hello, I'd love to. That sounds so much fun. I'm coming from Asia. Hello, everyone.
Ah, yes, Bernadette, our cousin who moved there from Canada.
That's right. I'm sorry I have not been in touch, but now here I am.
And you know what? Bernadette's twin, Jezebel in Africa, also from Canada. But
are you there?
What?
What?
G'day!
Sorry, you talking to me?
Yeah, I am. It's me, the Christmas flamingo.
It's me. I'm Bruce. I'm a criminal from the UK stuck on this prison island of Australia.
I know your backstory, Bruce. Listen, you want to help me spread the word of respect for Christmas time?
Me? A flamingo convict?
Yeah.
Got back into the fold after all these years?
That's right.
Yeah, I'd love to. It'd make me feel bloody brilliant.
All right.
You came in.
To the start, I gotta get a flamingo, the legendary flamingo from Antarctica.
Oh,
yeah, that one's gonna be hard to get. That Antarctic one really loves respect. They love respect so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
They are sometimes hard to get in touch.
And also there's no cell phone service out there. That Arctic flamingo could be anywhere.
Oh, might be tricky to give her a jingle.
But also, how many people live in Antarctica?
I think it's just sort of like for the cohesion of it all. I hear what you're saying.
We should probably get one.
Yeah, we should probably get
if
one.
We really, if we had one from every continent, but not Antarctica.
I mean, if we want to have a full...
Flamingo!
Will they get a flamingo from Antarctica? And what will traveling around the world teaching children about respect look like? Find out when we return to the second half of
Flamingo All the Way, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you, no questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit macweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's macweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left the Christmas flamingo, he was assembling the other magical flamingos from continents all around the world so that every child can learn about respect. What will happen now when we return to Flamingo All the Way?
Oh, hello, anybody out there? The same thing every night when I wish upon the North Star that I join my flamingo brethren.
Hey, what's the matter? Oh, Isabel, what's the matter?
I don't know how to tell you, dear.
Come on, I'm a penguin. You can tell me anything.
Oh, Chester.
Yep, Chester the penguin.
Sometimes I feel like you're my only friend.
What about me? A seal.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Paul.
It's okay. I know that we don't talk as much.
And what about me, a polar bear?
Hey, take it easy, man.
Wally, you know I love you.
Okay.
But it is just, you know, sometimes you want to be with your family. Do you understand?
I understand,
nope, don't
yeah.
get it. Oh.
Oh.
You have more family members than all of us, Chester.
I know. Everybody looks exactly alike.
Oh, is that maybe why? Is it just a lot of family? Because my family is like a pod, and it's pretty manageable. And then I like having like my chosen family of my Arctic friends.
Right.
I guess not Arctic.
But
what do you call us in the South Pole? Antarctic. I figured it out.
It is not that I don't love all of you. It is just sometimes.
I don't think anybody said that.
Tell us your wish.
Weird thing to point out. Nobody said anything about you not loving us.
I was thinking it.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Tell us your wish. I have to go back underwater. I'm getting cold.
Here, I'll take my top hat off out of respect for your song.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In the night sky, there is a star, and I wish upon it. Do you know who you are? Where are your people? I don't have the words. Sometimes I wish I could flock. We see all the birds. You may call me sentimental, call me a mensch. You may think it weird, I'm in the North Pole when I'm clearly French. But what you don't know is that this flamingo is sad and feels very single. Give me new coordinates, 'cause I need to go. My latitude and my longitude is the wrong attitude, the wrong attitude. Give me new coordinates to my people.
Isabel, ding, ding, dong. Isabel, Isabel.
I want to go somewhere where it's fine weather. Somewhere where I can really ruffle my feathers. Yes, that's right. Up here it is cold and clammy. I belong in my own, Miami. Give me new coordinates.
Isabel,
is the true word. I love all three of you, and hanging out
my gosh, I'm crying tears of ice cubes.
I'm crying tears of tears.
Yeah, it's really dangerous to cry because it freezes fast.
We gotta help our friend find her flamingo family.
That is right. You can come with me. I could use all of you, and you all could learn a little bit about the respect.
Oh.
We could find out what it means to me.
Me? Because I like that it could mean something different to everyone.
I don't even know how it's spelled.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
R-E-S-P-E-L-P.
No, wait, that's not right.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
No. R-E-S-P-C-T.
R-E-M-P-C-P.
I'm not sure that is it.
I don't know how to spell. I'm a polar bear.
The part that is confusing in the song is when you take out T-C-P.
Why do you do that?
I do not know. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out T-C-P would be Rippet?
Reddit? What?
Why? What? That sounds French almost, is it?
I suppose they meant to repeat it. If you take out the T-C-P, you must repeat the song over and over again.
I learned a French word.
Which is what?
Pomme de terre.
Do you know what it means?
Potato of the earth?
It's it means apple of the earth.
But it's an apple. Earth apple.
Please be mine.
Apple of earth. Earth apple. That's my one word, pomme de terre.
It's a really good one.
Every food you can think of has an equivalent in another food.
And if you do not know the French word for something, you say it with a French accent, like backpack is le backpack. And it kind of works with anything. Iceberg, le iceberg. Try it. It is so
French,
fun.
It's French. It's easy to me. French. It's French. Don't you all see? Say a word in an accent. Let your jaw unclench. And now you're speaking French.
I think I get it.
French.
It's French.
It's easy to me.
French. It's French.
Don't you agree?
French. It's French. Let your jaw unclench. We all can speak French.
Let me try. You do it.
Okay, the ocean is le-ocean.
Okay, a cloud is le-cloud.
Oh, that is right.
And when something is cool, I bet the French would say it's a super sweat.
French is French. It's easy to me. French is French.
I'm sure you'll agree.
French is French. Get off the bench. We're all speaking French.
Did you mean le bench?
Le bench where we all listen.
Wow.
When we love play la baseball. Yes, and a swimming pool is le swimming pool. And if you think a fool, you say le fool. And it is really fun. When we want to say something is cool, you just say, ah oui, c'est vrai, c'est super cool.
Woo! Super cool, super cool. I feel like we graduated from French school.
You're in less school.
French is French, it's easy to me. French is French, I'm sure you agree.
French is French, don't sit in the trench.
We're all speaking the French.
Like Dame Judi Dench.
Let Dame Judi Dench.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I can swim.
Okay, boss, I've put in the coordinates for us to try to find the final flamingo.
All right.
Okay, so if we just take this star and we go second to the right and straight until afternoon, we'll probably be there.
Perfect. We don't want to take any wrong turns.
I beg your pardon. Are we all going on this expedition before Christmas Eve, or are we splitting up to search various places in Antarctica?
Well, I thought we should all go on it together because that way we could kind of, at the same time, make our game plan, because by the time we find Isabel in Antarctica, I mean, we might have to go into Christmas.
Oh, yeah, if we stick together, yeah, we can form a sort of plan between all of us together.
Thank
Good
you,
thinking, Bruce.
And I was hoping I could go with you, Dad, because, you know, it's my weekend with you.
All right, Geronimo, you can come with me. I mean, that way it's a true flamingo if we're all together.
It means a lot to me, Dad.
Okay. You look.
Now, if you
I just
need
don't get to see you very often.
Are we flying or are we driving? Because if you need a wheel, man, I'm your man.
Bruce, I thought that we would kind of get in this boat. And we'd probably sail there.
Well, boat's got a wheel.
Yeah,
and
you can be the wheelman.
If it's got a wheel, I can drive it.
Yeah, you can be the wheelman.
All right, I'll drive. I'll sail the ship.
You guys get on the boat. I got to talk to myself for a second.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Pops?
Geronimo, you know I'm not a real emotional guy, right? I don't display outward feelings.
That's what Mom says.
Yeah, I bet she does. Oh, I bet she does. I bet your mom says a lot.
She sure does.
But look, maybe this trip will bring us closer together. But I'm not making any promises. I guess what I'm trying to say is... I'm trying to love you. I'm doing my best. Like to love you, feel loving feelings, but it's not what I'm used to doing. I'm more like the kind of guy who's like, nice to see you, rather than ask you about your feelings and what you're doing. I come from the old school where dads were very removed. But I feel like I want to make you feel that you are loved.
That's okay. I'm not upset anyway.
Oh, you're not?
I've grown up kind of alone.
Yeesh.
I had no siblings. That I know of.
Trust me, there's none.
Okay, then I'm really alone. But I don't believe that all the things Mama said, that they are true. I think you are good anyway. I don't care that you drink a lot. I don't care that you're not.
Things.
Even if you just pretend to hug, it will be the most I've ever felt true love.
All right, son. I think I can do that.
You can?
I think I can be the idea of a dad.
The idea.
Just the idea of a dad. Like you're a ghost or a figment.
It's the best deal you've ever had. I'm gonna provide you with something that's sort of the shape of a dad. When you look at me, you'll say, we're related by blood. So what if he's not really in my life? It's pretty good.
Yes, you're getting it, and I understand. It's making me feel so well.
No, yeah, no problem. Okay. No promises.
We're there.
Wow.
Della, welcome to Antarctica. It's me, Francesca, just narrating where we are. You know, the South American flamingo.
I dare say it's incredibly chilly here.
Yes, you know, I actually pop down here a lot because one of the easiest ways to get to Antarctica is from South America. A lot of people have to, they acclimate in Argentina.
Okay.
Where there are, can you believe this, glaciers. I know, it does not match up to what you think, but we are a vast and interesting continent. I know this isn't the time or the place, but...
Francesca, if you feel that your truth has not been spoken here today, and you want to get time to really deep dive on the sort of... No, you're shaking your head vigorously, no?
Wait, I don't know that a deep dive is necessary.
How about just a light skim about some of the things we may not know about your home climate?
Well... When you come, we'll say nice to meet you. I'm sure you know we got Machu Picchu. That's the thing that you can do, and it's in Peru. You might, if you want to see ya, you might step off when you're in Lima. Make sure you acclimate to the elevation. Oh, there are all the countries. Brazil is one. Rio has a parade, and it is I want you to walk away with South American respect. I want you to walk away with South American respect.
Well, I surely find that I am walking away with quite a bit of South American respect.
Yeah, and that's kind of all I was going for.
Well, me too. Sorry. I didn't expect I would.
But I do.
And sorry I haven't spoken up, but as the one from Asia, I want to let you know there's a lot of cool things over there as well.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Well, Asia is... That is a big one.
It's real big. It covers a lot of things.
That is a big one. And this is wild. This one always gets me. Russia.
It's part of Asia.
You know, it just...
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. I forget that myself.
It always oodles my noodle.
You want to do like a light skim?
I might just dip my toe in it for a second.
Yeah, sure. Please, Bernadette.
Yes, that's right. There's maybe some things that would surprise you. Asia's more than just noodles and Mongolian barbecue.
That's true.
There was Attila the Hun in St. Petersburg. There's also India and the Taj Mahal, you may have heard. There's lots of things to do, not just eat. You can climb the Wall of China with your 2 feet. And if you really want to experience it all, go to Japan and Korea and you'll feel really small. Hey! You'll feel really small. What? You'll feel really small.
It's sort of fascinating how we get a scope of our own place in life by visiting things and cultures that are bigger than us.
I think I covered all of it.
I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't do at least a large skim on my home
continent.
Of Australia! Well, we've got spiders that could kill you, and crocodiles that could kill you, and snakes that could kill you. In fact, most of the most dangerous animals in the world are here in Australia. Jellyfish and bugs, kangaroos, wallabies, that various shrubs, eucalyptus trees. Sydney is a place. Ooh, it's got an opera house to put a smile on your face. And me, yes, from Europe, I'm chiming in again with a very, 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 very big clock we call Large Benjamin.
Hello, boss! As much as I'd love to hear more about Europe and hear from Jeanette, who's also Canadian but lives in Africa. Oh, yeah, that's me. Boss, look, an ice floe. An ice floe with a penguin in a removed top hat being carried by a seal in the water.
And the polar bear.
Oh, they're close enough to hear me.
Wally, what do you see in the distance? Are those flamingos?
What is going on over there?
Why, it's her. Hola! It's me, Francesca, your cousin!
Hey, they're calling to you.
Oh, good job.
Bonjour!
Salutations!
Hello! Oh, hey, for me, Jeanette!
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hi! How are you? This is so exciting! But this is great, boss. This means all the flamingos are together. We can be a flamingo.
Isabella's your family. We're looking for.
You mean as we were trying to come to them, they came to us?
Isabel, this is you?
Yes!
It's me, the Christmas flamingo.
What is your name again?
That's his name, as far as legend says.
That's right. It's lost to the mists of time.
The mists of time.
But I live in North America, and I teach kids about respect by depriving them of it. Listen.
Only if they're bad, boss. Only if they're bad.
Only if they're bad, which they usually are.
If they're good. Can I ask you a question?
If they're good, they get a necklace. Sure. I'm sorry.
If they're good, they get a necklace. Here's the rules. Oh. If you're bad, you deprived of respect for a year. If you're good, you get a nice necklace.
And if you're a kid on the fence and you don't know and you want to make a big showing of how you want to try to do better in the future, you stand outside on Christmas Eve on one leg with a plate of shrimp for the Christmas flamingo.
Oh, that's right. That's what you do. That's the rule.
Yeah. My family also left out little leaves full of water for the poison dart frogs.
Yeah, the frogs who tend to your sash.
leaves full of water and flies for the frogs that tend to your sash.
Well, that's nice, Wally. I gotta do that with my kids.
Isabel, this is my son, Geronimo.
Oh, yeah. And he's my idea of a dad.
Yeah, that's right. Close enough. Here's what we're doing. The flamingos from all the other continents. I represent North America, of course. We want to fly around the world on Christmas Eve night. Gives an idea of who we are, what we're all about. You understand? Will you join us?
Music to my ears. I was just saying moments before we left that that is exactly what I want.
Oh, this is great. This is great to hear. And listen, it's a little early, but here's a Christmas gift for you. You can open it up. It's a Wi-Fi signal booster.
Oh, you have no idea how hard it is to keep in touch with people up here.
I know. Well, we had to come all the way down here to find you.
And that's not it. That's not all. That's not all. The tree frogs came together, and we wanted to get you something, too.
Yeah, we did.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Wow, congratulations.
Adele? Oh, my goodness. For my computer?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello from the other side.
Yes,
yes, Adele.
Jester, you have always wanted Adele, computer. I know you have. And
that's
they
what
came
you'll be
together.
Saying when you go on Skype with your Wi-Fi booster.
That flamingo took
Hello
off
from
to
the
sky.
Other side of the world. I can't let it go. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, it's okay.
And I don't need you.
You must have called 1,000 times.
Each flamingo darted off. And children all over the world, standing on one foot, looked up and saw, oh,
is that a star? Should I make a wish? I promise.
shrimpy dish. This is the dawning of a new day for me to try. As I look up and see a pink star shooting across the sky.
Grab a plate of shrimp, stand on one leg, give your neighbors your respect.
Grab a plate of shrimp, stand on one leg, give your neighbors your respect.
And keep the spirit with you all year, feel the Christmas tingle. Grab a plate of shrimp,
stand on one leg,
and look for the days and a nickel new year.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for, well, for doing this again. Thanks for having us. We love you and it's
we
the best always
too. Can I briefly circle back to the thing, the Christmas flamingo is weirdly not the only strange holiday. I was telling Jessica about this earlier. Are you familiar with like the Elf on the Shelf thing?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
I am.
So there's a Jewish spin-off. Oh, yeah. There's a Jewish spin-off. I don't know if it's a spin-off of the same company or what, called Mensch on a Bench, which is same idea. The Mensch on, I'm not a fan of Mensch on the Bench. I don't like the idea of a, doesn't matter. This is not about Mensch on the Bench.
Okay.
In the Mensch on the Bench expanded universe, there is also like Bubby, who is grandma, who I guess you can ask
Bubby
questions.
Bubby and the Tubby?
Oh, no. Yeah, like, Bubby's in the Tubby was mine. I mean, Bubby's in the Tubby, I know. No.
Bubby's in the Tubby? Yeah, it's just a naked old Jewish woman in a tub.
Oh, Lord. No.
But there's also...
Are you being good?
But there's also...
Christmas flamingo. Yeah.
There's also the dreidel Dalmatian...
What?
Hold on. And then the one that my wife bought in the Target the moment she saw it this year, the mitzvah moose.
Now,
the mitzvah moose, everyone, wait. Now, the mitzvah moose is, I am a huge fan of. The mitzvah moose is a moose that is bright blue, and his antlers are basically a menorah. And in the
Torah,
all
right,
they light up one candle at a time. And the mitzvah moose, his antlers light up when you do something good. When you do a good deed, a mitzvah. Uh-huh.
That's very, that one I think is sweet.
I like the mitzvah.
Is there a Shonda sheep?
Oh, jeez.
That's next.
When you do something bad, you eat bleats.
Yes.
Well, only if you do something really bad.
Oh, boy.
And everyone actually exploded. It's weird. I'm now alone. Everyone in this room, they exploded because they no one could take it. And I'm alone now. I think I'm alone now. Okay. The Elf on the Shelf, like, at first I was like, this is awesome. I love, like, an additional whimsy. But it has exhausted, like, every parent. Every parent who does it is like... Okay, year five.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
it.
Of 24 unique ways for the elf. You have to move the elf. Sorry.
Yes.
Do Oh, I mean, our tiny children are listening to this, but like...
Wait a minute.
Tiny children? I hope not.
It's like, yeah, what are the
ages? Like, sometimes, like, children...
This improv podcast has killed my dreams!
Yeah. Oh, please, no. Please let it not be so...
What are the age... What is the age range of kids that would be impacted by Elf on the Shelf?
It's very young. Yeah, I think any kid listeners that we have on this podcast, I think most of it is after a parent has listened through it first.
Right.
So, boy, oh boy. I don't know. This is just me being like extra protective. But yes, the Elf on the Shelf, I think, grows to be like exhausting.
Yes.
And I don't like the idea that you're just getting watched so intensely.
And they start, and then
it's a fucked up thing. It's a big, it's the big brother of Christmas.
Yes. Well, the tableaus get dark.
The idea of Santa Claus watching you all the time, enshrined in song, that's like enough.
Yes. Right.
Without having a physical presence in your home.
Horrifying.
That's moving around.
Terrible.
Oh, no.
He sits upon your shelf.
He's your special friend.
Do you know what I never thought about? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Yeah, because he's been watching you when you're sleeping.
He can
so when you're not sleeping,
he knows you're awake. But he can't see you anymore.
Whereas Bubby and the Tubby.
I don't know where they are, but they're awake.
Whereas Bubby and the Tubby is much less threatening.
Yeah. She sees you when you're bathing.
I need help getting out. I cannot reach my back.
I cannot reach my back.
It's not as scary.
But who can, really?
Oh, it's so hard to reach your back. All right, but you know what?
It's all the way back there.
You know what? We're going to reach all the way back there to the two previous years.
Hey,
and everyone exploded. No one liked it. But we're going to do the third annual year of the new
what's this
12
one?
Days of Christmas. Yeah. Oh, did we do something?
Last time we decided it was going to be fish.
Fishmas. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And we all melted.
That's yeah, we did.
That's oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So
places to put the elf?
Oh, gosh.
No. That's not like a thing you would give, though.
Okay, let's give. And we did 12 practical was the first year, right?
How about?
And then we better stick
to the idea of things you could give in the song, like the 12 Days of Christmas does.
Well, I'm. Yes. What about 12 ways to surveil your children? Yes.
Oh, what about 12 ways to leave your lover?
Oh my God! On Christmas. Yep.
He didn't even make it to 50. By the way,
no,
in
we
that
did
song.
Not. No, we didn't.
Yeah, well, I think he got to 4. So we would be by saving people time and doing more work than Paul Simon did.
What are the first 4?
Slip out the back, Jack.
Get a new plan stand. Get on the
bus, Gus.
Drop off the Keeley. Don't need to be coy, Roy. Is not. Uh-huh. That's not a way to do
it. It's a
anything.
Way to not yeah. do it, though.
Yes. And then hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much. Just Just listen to me, Lee, and set yourself free. So all Lee has to do is listen to him.
I think I've got it, and we're going to do 12 new ways to leave.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, if you need to leave, sneak out above the eaves.
On the second day of Christmas, if you need to leave, write a nice note.
Or sneak out above the eaves.
On the third day of Christmas, if you need to leave, fake your own death,
write a nice note,
or sneak out above the eaves.
On the fourth day of Christmas, if you need to leave, send an emoji,
fake your own death,
write a nice note,
or sneak out above the eaves.
On the fifth day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
steal an identity.
Fake your own death, write a nice note,
or sneak above the eaves.
On the sixth day of Christmas, if you need to leave, gaslight them deeply,
steal an identity.
Send an emoji,
fake your own death,
write a nice note,
or sneak above the eaves.
On the seventh day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
point at something behind her.
Gaslight them deeply.
Steal an identity.
Send an emoji. Fake your own death. Write a nice note.
Or sneak out above the eaves.
On the eighth day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
walk into the ocean.
Point at something behind them.
Gaslight them deeply.
Steal
snowed, or see Gallifabe Eve. On the ninth day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
ghosts like the Irish
walk into the ocean.
Stay one each other behind them.
Gaslight them deeply. Steal an identity. Send an emoji, fake your own death. Write a nice note or sneak out above the east. On the tenth day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
have a friend do it.
Ghosts like the Irish
walk into the ocean.
Point at something behind them.
Gaslight them deeply. Steal an identity. Send an emoji, fake your own death. Write a nice note or sneak out above the east. On the 11th day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
suffer in silence.
Have someone do it.
Ghost like the Irish
walk into the ocean.
Point at something behind them.
Gaslight them deeply. Steal an identity. Send an emoji, fake your own death. Write a nice note or sneak out above the eve. On the 12th day of Christmas, if you need to leave,
treatment.
Suffering in silence.
Oh.
Have someone do it.
Ghost like the Irish walk into the ocean.
Point at something behind her.
Gaslight them deeply.
Steal an identity.
Send an emoji, fake your own death.
A festive season, for whatever the reason, give it up for Brett on the Guitar of Wonder.
Deck the halls, Scott Batchelor. May a merry new year come to Passarella.
Yes, that's right. And the little drummer girl. What was away in a Dana?
Dana in a manger.
Paul F. Tompkins, Nicole Parker, favorites and loves and legends of this podcast and this world.
Listen
thank
to
you
the
so
neighborhood
much.
Watch, y'all.
Oh, yes, thank please, the neighborhood, to neighborhood listen.
No, listen to the neighborhood
watch.
Watch
the neighborhood listen.
Listen to the neighborhood watch. Thank you so much for coming back into it.
Thanks for having us.
We love it.
We'll see you next year.
Everyone, leave out a plate of shrimp and stand on one leg. Remember,
give your neighbors your respect.
And as we say
at the end of every episode,
take me to the river, Big Mouth Billy Bass.
That's it.